David Mufote, Assistant FAO Program Representative, Zimbabwe Country Office, told a discussion on World Food Day hosted by the United States Public Affairs Section that food insecurity levels in Zimbabwe are very high. Mufote said Zimbabwe faces serious challenges in trying to address such food insecurity.
There's also lack of holistic planning, both by public and also by the private sector, and small farmers switching to cash crops such as tobacco. We all witnessed last year where some of the high maize producing areas in the country, you look at Urungwe, Karoi, etc., most of our farmers switch to tobacco, either mainly because people get their cash as compared to producing maize, either probably where you get your cash probably after 6 months. And there's also lack of market or value addition.
He added that lack of robust extension services, lack of credit, and the high cost of inputs were hampering the country's efforts to address food insecurity.
Since the time we switched on to the US dollar, most resources that people had saved were eroded, and starting to build resources from the US dollar is also proving to be very difficult, and that's also a challenge which is also assisting in our food insecurity situation. Also, the cost of labor and the high cost of farming inputs such as lime, seeds, fertilizers, with a lot of farmers resorting either probably to taking their grain to use as seed.
Mufote noted that Zimbabwe could do better by reviving its irrigation schemes, which were financed by international institutions that are no longer lending money to Zimbabwe.
There's also limited irrigation development and rehabilitation in the country. We are aware prior to the 2000s, there was a National Farm Irrigation Fund, but it's no longer there for even farmers to be able to invest in irrigation, and also by government also due to tight liquidity situation faced by government. Other key issues also is more to do with post-harvest losses. It is estimated in general that probably of the harvest that farmers get, about 30% is lost due to post-harvest losses.
According to Mufote, Zimbabwe has a potential to produce 1.6 million tons of maize, yet it is only producing about 800,000 tons, which is not enough to meet its national demands. USAID food security specialist Fanuel Kumanzala also told the same gathering that his organization has since 2002 spent more than $2 billion assisting smallholder farmers under various programs, which include community gardens and dam construction.
USAID has made a few accomplishments in the past. Besides the food provision that we have been doing to various organizations, we also promote resilience and improve community ability to mitigate shocks, be it economic shocks, so that when they experience the shock, they are able to respond in a favorable way. So about $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to vulnerable Zimbabweans since 2002 has been provided.
The World Food Program has started mobilizing resources to feed more than 2.2 million people, while government is importing maize from neighboring Zambia to avoid starvation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.